السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers, it is once again Allah Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan that we have gathered for this majlis of zikr. The true zikrullah, as I have explained many times, is that we are conscious of the presence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala at all times. We remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in our homes, in our business life, when we are in the marketplaces, when we are in the universities, colleges, Darul Ulooms, when we are undertaking nikah, or there is a janaza, or in any field of life. Because Islam deals with every aspect of our life. So to be conscious of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's presence and to undertake all those activities in accordance with the will and the wish of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is true zikrullah. But to get there, we take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in abundance to create that love in our heart for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we recite Durood Sharif, Naat Sharif to create the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our heart. So that when this muhabbat of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes into our hearts, then it will become extremely easy to undertake all those activities in accordance with their wish and desire. Because that is the natural desire of every lover, to please the beloved. So when Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam will become our beloved, so then we will try to please. And of course, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when we are going to please Him, then He is the one in whose hands our life and all the treasures of this world and the akhirat lies. So when we are going to please Him, then He is going to put that happiness into our hearts. There will be happiness that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will put under all conditions. Because we misunderstand. When we say happiness, then we think that it's going to be a bed of roses, no difficulty, no test, no trial. Everything will be smooth sailing. Then that is happiness. And if a person does not get that kind of happiness, meaning that everything is smooth sailing, then he thinks that Allah Ta'ala is displeased. So sometimes it will be in the form of tests and trials, but still there will be that sukoon in the heart. The happiness will be this, that it is coming from my Allah. So if it is coming from my Allah, if He is happy in that, so then I too am happy. We will make use of the means for sickness, we'll take medication, see the doctor, undergo operation. But in the heart there will be sukoon, that it is from my Allah. Because He is the one who is sending it. So Naat Sharif is also recited for that purpose, to develop the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. Hujjaj are returning. Many of them made the ziyarat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam before Hajj, and many of them after Hajj. So So these are the days in which we are reminded of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madina Tayyiba in abundance. At one time, a few weeks ago, we were talking about Hujjaj leaving, people going towards Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba to perform Hajj and Umrah. And we said that they were taking our hearts along. Now when they are coming back again, still our hearts are there. Doesn't mean that if they came back, so our hearts now are going to be here. So this Naat Sharif is a very beautiful Naat Sharif of a great Arif Billah Sayyid Nafisul Husseini, Damat Barakatuhum. Ey Rasool-e Ami Khatimul Mursali, Tujhsa Koi Nahi, Tujhsa Koi Nahi. Ey Rasool-e Ami Khatimul Mursali, Tujhsa Koi Nahi, Tujhsa Koi Nahi. Ey Aqeeda Ye Apna Basidq O Yaqeen, Tujhsa Koi Nahi, Tujhsa Koi Nahi. Ey Rasool-e Ami Khatimul Mursali, Tujhsa Koi Nahi, Tujhsa Koi Nahi. Ye aqeeda ye apna basidq o yaqeen, tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi. O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seal of all prophets, khatm nubuwwat we believe in. After Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, no Nabi came to this world and there was no need for any Nabi to come. And whoever claimed to be a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, they were nothing but imposters. And some of them that made the claim of being a Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if you have to look at their lifestyles and all what they said, we will conclude that they were nothing but mad people. Now will Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make a madman a Nabi? Look at Mirza Ghulam, whatever he has said doesn't even make sense. And many others who claim to be prophets. So, tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi. Because he was chosen by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When there was nothing in this world in existence, the first thing that Allah ta'ala created was the nur of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Many, many times you have heard, na masjid ke oonche minare, na qibla, na kaaba, na makkah, madina. Na masjid ke unche minare, na qibla, na kaaba, na makkah, madina. Na masjid ke unche minare, na qibla, na kaaba, na makkah, madina. Agar Muhammad na hote, to kuch bhi na hota. There would have been no Makkah Sharif, no Madina Sharif, no masjid, no minaras, nothing if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not born. Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as the last of all the prophets into this world. But his nur was the first that was created. So tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi. There is none like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Just like there is none like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his qudrat, in his azmat, in his power, in his grandeur, in his majesty. There is no one like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the same way, in the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is nobody that can match the sifat and the qualities and the attributes and the characteristics of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one can match the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one can match any aspect of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi. Hey aqeeda ye apna wa sidq o yaqeen. This is our aqeeda, it is our belief. It is not just some words that we utter with our mouths. It is our true belief that there is no one like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi. When a person is in Madina Sharif, he just can't imagine where he is. If the azmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the khulasa of the kainat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he is there. Now imagine the person is blessed with that opportunity to be right there by the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how much of ihtiram and respect he must have in his heart. وہ مدینہ شریف. اے رسول امی خاتم المرسلین, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں, اے عقیدہ یہ اپنا بس صدق و یقین, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں. سیٹ اے رسول امی خاتم المرسلین, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں, اے عقیدہ یہ اپنا بس صدق و یقین, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں. دست قدرت نے ایسا بنایا تجھے, جملہ اوصاف سے خود سجایا تجھے, دست قدرت نے ایسا بنایا تجھے, جملہ اوصاف سے خود سجایا تجھے, اے ازل کے حسی, اے ابد کے حسی, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں. اے رسول امی خاتم المرسلین, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں. دست قدرت نے ایسا بنایا تجھے, جملہ اوصاف سے خود سجایا تجھے, اے ازل کے حسی, اے ابد کے حسی, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں. اے رسول امی خاتم المرسلین, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ made you such. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام حضرت بن ثابت رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, اذ خلقت مبرئا من کل عیب کانک قد خلقت کما تشاء, pure of any kind of defect, any deficiency, any weakness, as if Allah تبارک و تعالیٰ created you as you wished. اسے جملہ اوصاف سے خود سجایا تجھے, the highest pedestal of اخلاق, اخلاق اینڈ کیریکٹر آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, انک لعلی خلق عظیم, ہائیسٹ سبلائم کیریکٹر. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام's کیریکٹر واز وٹ ون دا پیپل اوور ٹو اسلام. اٹ واز ناٹ دا سورڈ. ود دا سورڈ یو کین پٹ اٹ ایٹ سم بڈیز نیک اینڈ سے ایکسپٹ اسلام, دا پرسن سیز رائٹ لا الہ الا اللہ, بٹ ان ہز ہارٹ ہی کین اسٹل ہیو کفر. ہو آر دا منافقین؟ Munafiqeen in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had Islam on their tongues, they had La ilaha on their tongues, they used to read Durood Sharif loudly, they used to make salat and salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But what did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say? Iza ja'aka al-munafiquna qalu nashhadu innaka la rasulullah wallahu ya'lamu innaka la rasuluh واللہ یشہد ان المنافقین لکاذبون. اللہ تعالیٰ ٹیسٹیفائز دی الائز دیز منافقین, وین دے کم ٹو یو دے سے نشہد انک لرسول, یو آر دا رسول آف اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ, وی ٹیسٹیفائی, وی وٹنس ٹو اٹ. اللہ تعالیٰ سے ہی آلسو نوز دیٹ یو آر دا رسول آف اللہ تعالیٰ, بٹ دیز منافقین دے الائز, دے آر ناٹ بلیونگ ان دیٹ. In their heart is no Islam and Iman. There is nifaq and hypocrisy. So you put a sword to somebody's neck or you put the gun to somebody's head, he can accept Islam. But in his heart he can still have nifaq, hypocrisy. He can turn around. In the private life he doesn't practice. So it was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that won over people to Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, every aspect of his life we see the beautiful character. His honesty, his truthfulness, his charity, his nobility, his piety, his taqwa, his zuhad, his qanaat, his contentment, his satisfaction with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's decisions, نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام توکل اینڈ یقین، نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ٹریٹمنٹ آف ہز وائفز ہز چلڈرن، نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام بزنس ڈیلز، ان ایوری تھنگ یو سی نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام بیوٹیفل کیریکٹرسٹکس. جیسے جملہ اوصاف سے خود سجایا تجھے، اے ازل کے حسین اے ابد کے حسین، تجھ سا کوئی نہیں، تجھ سا کوئی نہیں. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام بیوٹی واز پرماننٹ. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اٹ واز ناٹ اے کوسچن آف ٹیمپرری بیوٹی، ازل کی فرام آل ٹائمس اینڈ اٹ بیوٹی ریمین ٹل ہز ڈائنگ ڈے. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام وی سے پاسڈ اوے فرام دس ورلڈ، بٹ وی بلیو ان دا حیات آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. وٹ کائنڈ آف حیات اللہ تعالیٰ نوز. But for the purposes of this world, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away. He was given ghusl, burial. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his beauty was permanent. The person who saw him when he was born and the person who saw him the day that he passed away, there was no difference in the beauty of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. His husn, his jamal, his kamal, there was no reduction in that of any kind. Unlike us, that as age catches on, then we get wrinkles and pimples and dimples and everything else. And the person's back gets bent. And the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no question of any kind of changes to his beauty. In fact, the more he grew in age, the more his beauty was enhanced. And we find that even in our mashayikh, some of them, as their age catches up, they may have white hair, bent back, everything, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them a kind of husn and jamal. The noor that of their ibadat, tilawat of many, many years. So if that is the case with ordinary human beings, then what about Rasul e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So every minute, every second, every year of his life, there was an enhancement. That was our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have shown no appreciation for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's sacrifices for us. Ay azal ki haseen, ay abad ki haseen, tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi. There is none like you. In your beauty nobody can match you. In your akhlaq nobody can match you. Unke afhal mein, unke kirdar mein, unke guftar mein, every ada of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Daste qudrat ne aisa banaya tujhe, jumla ausaf se khud sajaya tujhe, ay azal ke hasi ay abad ke hasi, tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi, ay rasool e ami خاتم المرسلی، تجھ سا کوئی نہیں، تجھ سا کوئی نہیں، اے رسول امی خاتم المرسلی، تجھ سا کوئی نہیں، تجھ سا کوئی نہیں، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. بزم کونین پہلے سجائی گئی، بزم کونین پہلے سجائی گئی، پھر تیری ذات منظر پہ لائی گئی، پھر تیری ذات منظر پہ لائی گئی، سید الاولی سید الاخری، تجھ سا کوئی نہیں، تجھ سا کوئی نہیں، اے رسول امی خاتم المرسلین، تجھ سا کوئی نہیں، تجھ سا کوئی نہیں. بزم کونین پہلے سجائی گئی. First Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the earth, the skies, the sun, the moon, the stars, the waters of the ocean, the jungles, the forests and everything. Human beings came. Then Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, of course, was the father of all mankind. And then it continued until finally Rasooli Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came. بزم کونے نے پہلے سجائی گئی پھر تیری ذات منظر پہ لائی گئی. It is as if there was a stage on which many many people came. We have sometimes conferences, programs. Here in South Africa you don't see much of that, but go to India, Pakistan, where they have open air programs at night in summer months. The main speaker only arrives past midnight. Everyone comes first. And the main speaker sometimes comes 1 o'clock in the morning, 12:30. The whole crowd keeps on waiting and waiting. And they're not like us that they get tired after half an hour and go to sleep. So the jalsa only starts after Isha. First they will have some qiraat and Naat Sharif and all the other speakers. And then the main speaker will come 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. But the whole stage was set up for him. The tents were put up in reality for him. The whole program was arranged for him. He was the main speaker and he was the person that was going to really address the crowd on the pertinent issues, whatever the jalsa was called for. So everything was there until he came. And after he finishes, everybody is gone. Tents have been removed. Jalsa has ended. So all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam came onto the stage of this world. And it was like the child that is growing. The shariats of the time was like the child that is growing. We must not say that a shariat was incomplete. For the people of that time, whichever time they lived, that shariat was complete for their time. For Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's time, that was the shariat and that was the best for them. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's time, that was the sharia, that was the best for them. Islam came as a completion and perfection. That everything now reached perfection, moderation in everything. All the laws were now perfected. But for the people of that time, if they had to follow the Nabi of that time and the sharia of that time, then that was sufficient for their salvation. It is like that child that is growing up, wearing size 1 shoe first, then 2, then 3, then 5, then 7, and somewhere he reaches a stage where he says, now that's the end of it. Feet do not grow more than that size. The same with the person's trousers, the person's kurta, the person's body. Everything has got a certain limit. But as the child is growing, then we say, now must buy a bigger size shoe, must buy a bigger size shirt. So like that, the shariats of the time, as they were going on and on and on, there were changes that were being made to that shariat because of the need of that time. That is why the changes were being made. It's not that it was imperfect in that sense, that the people of that time, if they followed that sharia, then they won't get salvation because there was an imperfect shariat, na'uzubillah. But there was a gradual progress until the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam when everything reached perfection. So he said, Baz mein kaunain pehle sajai gayi, phir teri zaat manzar pe lai gayi. Sayyidul awwali, Sayyidul akhiri, master of all those before and those after. Tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi. بزم کونین پہلے سجائی گئی پھر تیری ذات منظر پہ لائی گئی سید الاولی سید الاخری تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں اے رسول امی خاتم المرسلین تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تیرا سکہ رواں کل جہاں میں ہوا اس زمین میں ہوا آسمان میں ہوا کیا عرب کیا عجم سب ہیں زیر نگی تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں اے رسول امی خاتم المرسلین تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام's deen spread throughout the world. Within a short space of time, the whole of Arabia. And after that, in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, more than 2/3 of the then known world. And then Islam kept on spreading. Every corner, every nook, anywhere you go, you will hear azan, you will hear, see somebody making namaz. Everybody knows what Islam is. That there is such a religion as Islam. People cannot have excuse on the day of Qiyamah that we did not know what Islam was, because you saw somebody making sajda, you heard azan somewhere. So it was your duty after that to find out that what is this religion all about. A person on the, he cannot say that he did not know that there was such a religion, unless of course the person was in such a remote area or such a mountain top somewhere where he never had any access to radio, TV, movie. Because everywhere they're showing now, Muslims making namaz, Muslims giving azan, Muslims making hajj. Now the hajj that took place, all the radio stations, all the television stations of the world, the BBC and the CNN, and everyone they say broadcasted some part of the hajj. So that is becoming the hujjat, it is becoming a proof against them, that on the day of Qiyamah they will be questioned, that you saw all these things on TV. You saw it in the newspapers, you heard it over the radio stations. So then it was your duty to find out what is Islam. There's no excuse for saying I didn't know that there was such a thing as Islam. So they are creating their own proof against themselves. Is zameen mein hua, in this world and in the heavens, everywhere. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, azmat. کیا عرب کیا عجم سب ہے زیر نگی تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں. انشاءاللہ for Allah ta'ala gives life, health and another opportunity to continue with this beautiful Naat Sharif, then we will continue. I have discussed it in the past also. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد الرسول اللہ. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ جل جلالہ، اللہ 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 اللہ۔ دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر۔ اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ ہوا حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate loving Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh my Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. We are your slaves. We are extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. Our lives lie in your hands. Our sight, our hearing, our speech, our health, our wealth, the ground on which we walk, the homes in which we live, the heavens and the earth, everything, my beloved Allah, in your control. We do not know what can happen to us the very next second, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives from the time we became of age up till now. Day and night we have used your bounties for your disobedience. The great bounty of sight for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, if you had taken away the sight, we could not have seen the road. We could not have seen the faces of our parents, our children, our wives. We could not have seen the colors of the rainbow. Ya Allah, what a great ni'mat you blessed us with. We could not have seen Kaabatullah Sharif. We could not have seen the Rauza Mubarak. Ya Allah, you blessed us with such a great ni'mat, the sight. How much of it we used for your disobedience. Yet you did not snatch it away, my beloved Allah. You blessed us with hearing. How much of our hearing and our listening has been of haram. How much of our tongue we have engaged in haram. How much of our wealth has gone in casinos, discos, cinemas, TVs, movies. So much of haram places we have used our wealth. So much of wastage of our wealth. Ya Allah, so much of your bounties we have used for your disobedience. Yet how loving you are, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are, that in spite of all our sins you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel around. Ah, mere Allah, if there had been another Allah, you would have destroyed us by now. But my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. Something that is most beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins, my beloved Allah. We are therefore extending our begging bowls before you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, we acknowledge our sins. We are confessing before you. We are not justifying any of our sins, my beloved Allah. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum gande hai, napak hai, siyakar hai, sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Tujhe chhod ke mere maula, hum gande jaye kahan. There is no one for us besides you. There is no other door for us that we can tap. No other home for us in which we can beg. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins, where do we go? My beloved Allah, bless us all with forgiveness of our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam throughout the world is nothing but strife. There is nothing but my beloved Allah, disunity, fragmentation, compartmentalization. Ummat ke tukde tukde ho chuke mere Allah, Ya Allah, we are the ones who made pieces of the Ummat first. The enemies only came in afterwards. Ya Allah, the Muslim governments of the world, nothing but chaos, disorder and fitnas. How can we ever spread Islam when that is the condition of the Ummah? Ya Allah, humare hal par raham farma, karam farma. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Ya Allah, so many people are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, so many amongst us. Ya Allah, who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, those whose parents are sick and ailing, those whose brothers and sisters and family members are sick and ailing, give them all shifa. Ya Allah, kamil shifa ata farma. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizo ki shifa lekin dast-e khuda mein hai. There is indeed benefit in dua and in dawa, but shifa lies in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses, diseases, pain and suffering can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, even if it is in the form of mercy, change it to the mercy of good health. But Ya Allah, we are in the category of those who are great sinners on earth. Therefore, we are asking for forgiveness of all our sins. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their financial difficulties with plenty full of halal risk and sustenance. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are returning from Hajj, bring them back safely, my beloved Allah. Make their Hajj maqabool, mabroor. Accept the du'as that they made there, the tawafs that they made, the zikr and the tilawat and the ziyarat that they made. Ya Allah, bless us all with the ziyarat of the Rosa of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us all with the ziyarat of Ka'batullah Sharif. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, clean our hearts. We are spiritually sick. Clean our hearts of all the impurities that have embedded itself. Clean our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. Oh my beloved Allah, where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. Become ours and make us yours. If you are ours, everything is ours. If you are not ours, nothing is ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. O ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our life, barakat in our time, barakat in the ni'mats that you have blessed us with. My beloved Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma, masajid, madaris, khanqahon ki mehnat qubool farma, tamam deeni anjumanon ki mehnat qubool farma. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, we have to return to you. There is no way that we are going to remain in this world forever and ever. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Mere maula, tere samne hazir hona hai. We have to present ourselves before you. We have to account for our deeds and our actions. We have no capital of good deeds with us, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah. What are we going to return with? Ya Allah, the only thing that we have is hope in your mercy, in your forgiveness, in the shafaat of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins, look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. If you forgive us, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy. Ya Allah, we will become happy. If you don't, then only shaitan will become happy. Ya Allah, humari maghfirat kar de. When the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, casino. Don't let the angel of death find us watching some filth on the television screen or the internet sites. Don't let the angel of death find us, my beloved Allah, in adultery or fornication or popping drugs in our mouths or bottle of wine in the hands. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. People are dying, my Allah, in prostitute quarters, in casinos, in discos, in cinemas, in theaters. Ah, very Allah. When the time of our death comes, with your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Baqi. So that when the winds of Rahmat blow, we too may be forgiven. Kaash Madina ab watan hota. وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گورو کفن ہوتا شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن یا اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم all his life he made duas for us how much he begged for us how much he cried for us how much of his blood was shed for us bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us bless the entire ummah with that goodness And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe mein hamari dua'o ko qubool farma. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you after taking your Mubarak name. My beloved Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the tests and trials that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you is undergoing. Ya Allah, with your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove their pain, their suffering, their hardship and their problems. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله